Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog, dated June 14th, 2024, is titled, Finding Purpose in Your Work. It's called work because you're doing something that no one else would do unless they were paid to do it. I wrote a blog titled, Work is Work. You might enjoy this very topic linked here. In general, the higher the pay, the more difficult the job. It's like I taught my sons when they were growing up. There's a reason why some jobs pay more than others. It's because they are hard. If they were easy, everyone would flock to them and eventually the pay would be lower. That's supply and demand, economics 101. The prospect of good pay can only go so far, though, towards proper motivation. In fact, the Bible warns us against that being our only purpose. 1 Timothy 6:6-10 reads, "But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs." Hebrews 13:5 reads, "Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." So there's this natural tension that we believers have with work. I mean, who doesn't want to make good money for their labor? However, working extra hard just for the sake of having more money, in the absence of some greater use of said money, means we're getting dangerously close to having ungodly affection for it, aka we have a, quote, love affair with it. As God sanctifies us, we realize that money is merely a means to an end, which God has already guaranteed to his children. Matthew 6:30-34 reads, "But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Now, strictly speaking, God rids us of any assigned value or purpose for money, save one, to bring glory to him. So if you're struggling with work, particularly in finding the right motivation, then remember this one thing. You work for the one who paid your ransom price. You work for the one who purchased you from the slave market of sin. You work for your perfect master. Therefore, your purpose for working isn't to make money per se. Money is just a vehicle. Rather, it's about laboring for the advancement of his kingdom and doing so with a grateful heart. Colossians 3:17-24 reads, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." Matthew 5:14-16 reads, "You are a light," or the light of the world. "A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." The next time you're a bit unmotivated at work, remember this blog. Remember who you're really working for and why. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.